But could you imagine if everyone did this role rotation, so not the role reversal, at festivals? Oh my gosh, that would look so cool. It would be a whole new dynamic in dancing. Like, that's a whole new level.
Welcome to the new year, and welcome back for another episode of Backstage, the Bachata Podcast. My name is Jan, and you just heard Lucy. That was a small preview of today's episode. We are back from a short Christmas and New Year's break, and we're very excited to kick off this year with a new episode. So let's get right into it. I would say today's topic is going to be about role rotation, what exactly that is. You're going to find out. To talk about that, we invited Tiago, who is originally from Portugal, and yeah, he pioneered this concept of role rotation, which is essentially that, you know, both parties in the dance can lead and follow, and during the dance they switch. We're going to talk about that concept and why that concept is interesting and how you can learn it. So yeah, I hope you're ready for that. Bring an open mind and let's jump right into it. All right, Tiago, nice to have you on the show. Welcome.
Hello.
Nice to finally be here. It's so nice to be on this side because I always listen to you guys on the, when I'm in the gym. So it's really cool.
Nice.
We're also excited. We tried a couple of times. It didn't work. And now it finally worked. So let's do this. And I want to start off by mentioning your YouTube channel. So you have a YouTube channel where you upload your dance videos. But one thing that is different is that in all of your videos, both dance partners are taking the role of leader and follower, and they switch throughout the song. So I'm curious, what made you start the channel?
Yeah, so my channel started way before I and my partner now and boyfriend do what we do now, which is swapping between leading and following during dance. But so when I first started, I was like, I was teaching bachata, leaders and followers, normal, and I always have these students coming with problems, you know, like, oh, I'd never get dances when I go social, or the guys don't invite me. So I started to creating a YouTube to help out with that, you know, to reach more people. Then, because I both lead and follow, I started to want to do more, explore that part, because I see the value in it. And now we focus more on what we call role rotation with my new partner, which is Felipe, for the ones who don't know, back in the house. So we are Felipe Tiago. And yeah, we just decided to start swapping between leading and following. Do you want me to tell you why? I don't know.
Yeah, definitely. Go for it.
Yeah. So I was doing this before Felipe. And the good thing about it is, like, when I met Felipe also was doing the same. So it was just perfect. And we both see dance exactly the same way. For us, and I believe to a lot of people, dance is supposed to be like a conversation, right? Like social dance is supposed to be like a conversation between two people. And the difference is that a lot of people like us see that the leader is like asking a question, while the follower is like answering that question with their styling, with the way they follow. But for us, if there is only one leader and only one follower, if only one is asking the question and only one is answering, then it's not a conversation, it's an interrogation. Okay, so for us, it makes way more sense to swap. In one part of the song, I'm asking because I want to know that person. And on the other part, that person wants to know me, so I'm answering. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I've never thought of it that way, but it makes absolute sense. That's so strange.
That's literally the reason why we do it. It's the way we see and perceive dance.
Well, then you always dance both as lead and follow, because you need to know both.
Yes, so you do have to know both. You don't have to know, you don't have to master both, you know, like I don't say everyone should be very good at both. No, like have a favorite for sure. But knowing a bit of both will make you way better dancer, way better leader and follower, either way. And the thing is, like, you don't really know what the person who you are dancing with really likes or really wants to do. So knowing both just helps you have a more interactional, smooth conversation, or shall I say dance, with that person. So yeah, you do have to know both, or at least a bit of both, for doing this, of course.
And is a role rotation for everyone? Like, do you recommend it that everyone should give this a try?
I recommend, I ask, I pray, I do everything for everyone to please try. Just try, you know, like, just jump out of the conception that you might have that following is just for girls and gays, and the leading is just for men and mass women. You know, like, forget that. We have seen now a lot of girls doing leading. More and more we see guys following, straight and gay. I'm just coming up with a new video where it's all about straight guys that follow, just to prove a point. I'm not even putting gay guys that follow, it's just straight guys, just to prove a point. And you know what, like, every single one of them which I'm talking to, when I ask, okay, why do you decide to start following if you are a guy that used to lead only? Like, oh, I want to become a better leader. Other says, I just wanted to understand what is on the other side. One told me, a girl said that I was too strong, so I wanted to understand why. You know, it's never because, like, someone made them to. They actually wanted to, you know what I mean? So what about you? Do you do both? I know Ian tried a bit, because I heard.
I actually... I tried it. I had my first dance as a follow 2 days ago that I enjoyed for the first time in my life. I said, I left the dance and I was like, oh, I liked it. It was nice. And I asked again and we danced again.
What about you, Lucy?
So I've tried it a few times. I've been trying to learn so I can do the basics of leading more, because there was kind of two reasons why. One, because I want to know what it's like for the person on the other side, actually, because it's a completely different dance. And damn, you guys have it hard, the leaders. It's insane. A lot of respect for that. And second of all, there's been times when obviously the dancing is more female dominant or follow dominant, let's say. And then there's a really great song and then you can't dance to it and it just kind of sucks. So if you learn to do both, you know, you don't have to stand on the side. You can always dance.
That's exactly what it is, you know. And it's just, how do I explain this? You said something very true, which is, I wanted to use your words, right?
That's, it's a different dance.
Yes, it's a completely different dance. It's such a different set of skills that when you put intermediates or advanced dancers trying to do the other role, they end up feel like totally beginners, because they are, you know, it's a completely different dance. And for teachers that are hearing us, let me just say that this class, when the class of switching roles, and I will explain why switching and role rotation is not exactly the same thing, but why switching roles in a class, it's amazing when you have those very big egos in your class, you will put those egos down in less than half an hour in one class, very simple, which is mating role switching, you know? Like, it's perfect for egos down, because they understand, they become humble again, they understand how much they have to learn. Because honestly, if you only learn how to lead or you only learn how to follow, you are literally doing 50% of a dance, not 100. So you are only learn 50% of bachata or...
Exactly that.
So yeah. Oh, by the way, I just called you Ian, but Jan. Sorry, I mean my English.
Yeah.
Because I speak three languages, it's my English, and I'm like, oh, sorry, it's Jan. Jan.
Yeah.
I knew that though, but it's.
But then, how do your classes look like? Who decides if you lead or you follow?
Yeah. So, just for everyone to understand, I still do normal classes where they arrive, they do whatever they want to do. Okay. If I do have a role rotation class, what we tend to do is we teach a move where they may one is leading, the other one is following. Then we teach how to reverse it. And then we just swap and we learn they learn the same thing again on the other side.
What do you mean That's by it. Reversing? Like
so,
doing the
so
other
we
part.
Just teach them how to, for example, the follower take the leading and start leading the same move.
Oh, you mean
okay. The problem with
in like a fluid yes, motion without that kind of weird stop, like okay, you go.
Exactly. So that's, for me, that's the difference between role rotation or switching roles or role reversal, okay? Because when you switch roles, you are switching once, you know, like I'm always a leader, we are going to switch, I will be a follower. When we are rotating, very important part is the transitions between one role to the other one. So
that's
because
like a new skill.
Exactly. So because we are always changing who is leading and who is following, we are rotating through what we are doing, rotating through
the you're making
the
a
leading.
Part of the dance, actually. It's like you never stop the dance. It's just you give over the, you just, oh, okay, that's hard.
So do I get this right? So let's say it's like a figure or a sequence, in every sequence that you teach, you also teach how you can then switch out of that role?
When we teach role rotation classes, definitely. So you have to... That's actually what it is, the role rotation, because the rest is just leading and following. It's still one leading and one following through one part. So what you are teaching in the class of role rotation, it's actually the swapping moments, because the rest, you can do everything in one class, just go as a leader and then ask the teacher to teach you the same as a follower. Okay. So for example, in my classes now, because we end up having guys that want to do both, or girls that want to do both, or other genders, let me just say. But what we see are a lot of us, the more advanced students, what we tell them is, okay, while you are changing as a follower, swapping partners, when you get to that or that partner, become a leader to see if they can switch like in a second, you know? But this is just for the more advanced students. And normally we only do this in when they go to beginners or classes. Normally the intermediate students end up going to beginners classes to learn how to do the other role. So if that makes sense.
Okay. I just thought you just teach classes and everyone just learns the figure from a leader and a following perspective, but it seems to me like you're really drilling this role rotation into your students.
No, normally you just go as a leader or a follower, you decide, because I'm not making anyone do whatever they don't want, okay? When I do, for example, classes in a more, let's say, closed-minded small cities, if there is like a guy that wants to follow and is afraid to do it so, I always start the class with the introduction and explain the difference in my classes. So he feels more, everyone doesn't has that perception or thinking on their head, why is that guy following or whatever.
Okay, so we and Lucy are your classes. How do you, how does that intro sound like?
So I will do something like, hi everyone, I'm Tiago, pre-dancer, whatever. And by the way, in my classes, I don't use guys and girls or men and women or chicos y chicas. For me, it's leaders and followers. So if you want to learn how to lead whatever your, if whatever you are a guy or a girl, or whatever, just decide to go for a lead or as a follower, and that's it. If I end up having way more followers or way more leaders, I ask if there's anyone who wants to try to change the role they were thinking of doing it. If not, I will just have more leaders or more followers, okay? Like, I hate when someone comes to my class and there is, imagine, let's say, there's 10 more girls than guys, but I still have guys following. If they want to follow, they will follow. If the girl's saying, oh, but I want to dance and I don't want to be waiting, be a leader. Like, if that guy is paying as much as you, so if he wants to pay to learn how to follow, he's going to learn how to follow. Like, he wants to, like you as a girl want to follow, you know what I mean? So if you want to lead, go for it. If you don't want to wait. Or just learn both. Just don't wait 10 minutes complaining that there is not enough guys to dance with you. Because... or vice versa, when there is more guys, by the way. I'm just using guys as an example. So, yeah. I'm very advocate of this, by the way.
But could you imagine if everyone did this role rotation, so not the role reversal, at festivals. Oh my gosh, that would look so cool. It would be a whole new dynamic in dancing. Like, that's a whole new level. And you just see people switching constantly or like rotating within a song.
And that's think exciting. About this, like, yeah, yeah.
That's so
and
exciting.
You guys just had a podcast. You guys just had a podcast about sexism, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I heard the podcast and I was like, oh my God, if they learn role rotation, they will be so much more respectful of the other role, you know, and they will stop thinking about flirting or whatever and start thinking more about the actual dance, you know. It's like, and the sexism, in my opinion, I really believe it will go down. I don't know how you guys think about it.
I agree with that, but I think it's exactly what you said, that, you know, if you role rotate, you understand what the other person is going through and how it feels. And then, you know, generally, if you know how it feels, if you don't like it, you probably won't do it to the next person. So it would be great. And also just the whole dynamic. I don't know. It's really exciting to think about the idea of going to a festival and seeing this happen regularly, not like a one-time thing only.
Yeah, exactly. And like a lot of people is like, oh, I always forget about moves to do. And like that way, you don't have to do so many moves. That's the first.
Uh-huh.
For the leaders out there, if you are afraid of forgetting moves while you are dancing, you don't have to do so many, by the way.
Yeah, the lazy people are always the most creative ones.
Yeah, and honestly, I'll be completely honest. As a follower, the hate part, my hate part of dancing with some leaders is that they don't interpret the music.
Mm.
Or, for example, when the guitar occurs, the guitar comes and they don't let me have fun with it, you know? I can just take over and let me have fun with it. And it's not that they don't want to have fun, it's just they don't know how to. So I have my own fun. You know what I mean? So I only see good things. I don't see bad things about doing it.
Yeah, I'm always trying to see is there also a flip side to it. But
there is always a con. Look, you have to learn way more. The ego is going down for a while, so that is not always a good thing.
But then once you learn both,
I know, right? It's like
the ego's probably gonna skyrocket.
I know, it's true. But yeah, it's just like I always learn how to do both since I started, and I try to play with this for years now. And when I met Felipe, and he does this as smooth as I did, like as normal, you know. We're like, this is perfect. This should be a thing, you know, like not just a video every once in a while. So that's why we got it a name. Linguistically speaking, is the one we think is the best. So that's why we don't use switching roles that I explained. So we are just trying to go with it to see if our goals get there. Because honestly, I do believe that a lot of guys are not comfortable. The text that I get the most from people on my Instagram is straight guys, that because my Instagram, my following used to be all straight guys, actually straight guys and girls, and now since I'm with Felipe, it's changing quite a lot, because now he's always videos of two guys dancing, but before he wasn't. It was me and the girl. It was me and Jessica Latham. Okay, so now I still get these guys telling me, I want to learn how to follow, but I'm afraid my friends think I'm gay, or and I'm not, you know? And I'm like, no, just go for it, you know? Like, you have to. And although, let me just say, a lot of them think, and if you are at home, listen to this, if you think that to learn following, you have to do lady styling, it's wrong. Okay, you don't have to. You can totally follow and do man styling while doing it. Still look like a man, still dancing like a man, if you divide how men and women dance, because I don't, but there are people that really want to go there. So go for it, you know? Same for you, if you're a girl and you want to lead, you can see tons of girls that look amazing feminine dancing,
yeah,
and others that look more masculine, and you can do both or play with one you want, you know? Like, don't stop learning what you want because other people think you're gay while you're not, you know? That's it.
Yeah, I think it takes a lot of confidence to break these, you know, stereotypes. and patterns and, you know, just things in your head that you think society is thinking of you. And I can and totally see it. I understand every guy that is, you know, maybe afraid or reluctant to dance as a follow because he thinks about, you know, what do other guys think of me when I dance? Or maybe even, what are other girls thinking of me? Like, do they see me as gay or feminine or not masculine enough? And of course, that's not a coincidence that, you know, you have these thoughts, especially in a dancing scene like ours that is, you know, by definition or in its history, very old school and conservative.
Yeah, and let me say, open-minded teachers is also important in that equation, you know, because there are loads of teachers that don't let you do that. For example, we were in Portugal, me and Jessica, way before Felipe, me and Jessica were in Portugal for a festival, and we decided to go, and this was not in the festival, we just went the entire week. And we decided to go for a class, and there was more girls than guys, right? So Jessica was like, I'll do as a leader. And the teacher, who didn't speak English, came to me in Portuguese and says, tell your partner, we don't do these kind of things here. And I was just like, what? Hello? Excuse me? I literally was like, look, we just came from the world champion. This girl probably leads better than you do. Like, just let her do it. Like, what are you doing? There are people waiting. You know? And they end up doing it for respect, so it doesn't create a scene. But I was like, what the fuck? Sorry. I don't know if I can say that.
You're allowed. You're allowed.
That's okay.
Anything goes.
And do you also have... Oh, sorry.
Yeah. No, go for it.
Oh, no, I was just wondering, because you're talking about man styling and lady styling. And I do see it a lot in, when females or women start to lead, they do look very feminine doing it as well. I've seen some men following and then they do look manly. But do you ever have the request in classes to have, like, does a girl come up to you and be like, I want to learn man styling, or a guy come to you and say, I want to learn lady styling? Because I think I've heard more men wanting to learn lady styling and following, but I've never heard, and I've never actually thought of being like, hey, let me learn some man styling for when I'm leading.
I actually get that a lot, actually.
Yeah.
If that's a surprise for you guys, yeah. So, for example, Jessica, my previous partner, she loved men styling, okay? And I like lady styling too. We actually use, and Felipe and I, we try not to distinguish between men and lady styling because we come from the contemporary world and the urban dance, and you don't have men styling contemporary, you know, it's like dance, period. Styling, you pick whatever you want. And if you see my classes, I do lady styling if I'm asked or request to, or men styling. But if I'm organizing my styling in bootcamps or intensives, I do unisex movement, which is what I call. But for me, it's styling, period, you know? And you use, if I stretch an arm, it doesn't have to be lady, you know? It can totally be a man stretching an arm. It's still man. I still have...
Yeah, but that's nice. That's nice. I would like to see that more also in general classes, you know? Because usually when there is a part and there is some styling, you know, or if you go to a styling class, the focus is usually on... Like, the default is, this is how the ladies do it. And then if you're lucky, you also get a man's edition of it, you know?
Yeah, no. And when you do men styling, it's footwork.
That's also true. It's like, men don't do much with their, or like with their shoulders maybe, but they don't do really things with their arms too much.
Yeah,
I don't see it very often.
But
well, makes sense because we don't have much time to do it because we're usually using our upper body to lead. But of course, that whole thing changes when you switch roles.
True, but like you said, if you are using your upper body to lead, your upper body needs to be able to move alone.
Mm.
So if I'm going for a men styling class and I don't have a body roll or some weird body roll there, something is wrong because I don't lead with my footwork.
That's
not what I mean.
Yeah.
So I expect to see arms plus my arms. If you're always using two arms, sure. But sooner or later, you give her a turn and you have to take one arm off. So you do need to style that arm. Otherwise, it's just there.
And do you think it's heading in the right direction, like that you see more of this coming?
Yeah, big time, yes. I do think it's still not there. And It will take a while, but I think a lot of us in the scene are trying, you know, like there isn't loads of artists that are doing it, you know, and we are really trying, but it's one step forward, two steps back, you know, and once in a while, someone will run, you know, Magda and Valeria, they appear, they got big, it's a big win for us, you know.
I love them.
Yeah, they're but two guys good. Big in Bachata, it's really harder to find ones, you know. Yeah. They are.
True.
But, it's
I mean, hard. What I see is, you know, trying the other role is something that you do once you get more advanced, you know, once you feel comfortable. So that's something that, you know, maybe you naturally pick up because you're curious. But I think where, you know, the work that you're doing becomes very important is to teach that at an early stage. And not only when you're already an advanced dancer. Of course, that is a frightening thought, you know, because let's say you're someone that has never danced before and you pick up leading. So there's a lot to do there. But I think the whole dynamic would change if this becomes, it doesn't have to become the norm, but if it becomes more common to teach.
If it becomes
now,
an option.
Why not? Yeah.
Yeah, because what you're saying is, I think it's also that people don't know that it's an option, right? When I started dancing, I automatically went to the follower role because it's the woman role, right? That's how I saw it because I never danced before that. So just having this as an option to enter the dance scene and be able to do leader, follow, role rotation, that's just a huge win.
I agree. I totally agree. You know, like we always say, I always hear this, oh, now you're telling my teacher should force me how to follow if a guy tells me this, right? And I'm like, well, it's forcing you how to lead, though. You know, like when you go to a class and they made you automatically lead because you're a guy, you are being forced how to lead without realizing. And if you come to the argument of, oh, but culture says that leading is for men and following is for girls, I'm like, well, if you're going for culture, way before, girls couldn't even dance. You know, like it was forbidden for girls to dance. Only guys could do it. And then if you go through the tango, I'm not even going to speak about because I think everyone knows that it started with two guys, you know. So yeah, so there is loads of these arguments of people telling these things, but you do have to like account that you don't know what people want to do and they should have the option of doing it.
Who is it easier to convince to pick up the other role? The guys or the girls?
Well, I don't know, actually. I think it really depends where you go. I think girls are easier right now because you have more arguments. I mean, there is more videos
really?
Of girls. You know what I mean?
Oh, like that. You have more like proof that
yes,
two
thank
girls
you.
Are.
Yes,
like,
yes.
Of girls leading. Okay.
Yeah.
Because in my mind, it's probably, if you look at the arguments, I would assume that it's easier to sell to guys why they should be picking up following. For me, it's very clear.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I would find it harder to come up with arguments on why someone that is dancing as a follower should pick up leading. But I can totally see that girls are much less stubborn than guys.
I have the opposite. I think it's much easier to convince women to do.
Okay, so what are the arguments?
You go. I'm loving this. You go.
Sell it, Lucy.
No, but the first point was, okay, already in the dance scene, it's happening more. So it's more, air quotations, accepted. So you don't feel, you know, in the beginning, if you're the first person who does this, it's a little weird. You're maybe scared what people are going to say, judgment. Like this, it's happening much more often, and not only at festivals but also at socials. And then the second thing, which is why I started learning, was there's so many follows in the dance scene, and then there's so many great songs, and you really want to dance because you went out and you want to go dance, but there's a really bad ratio. What are you going to do? Are you going to go to a party and sit on the side all most of the night? No. So that's already a huge convincing point just for the follow to learn how to lead so you can dance. And I think that's the biggest one, which actually drives the follows to learn.
But that's very interesting. All of that is not, I mean, this is like contextual, right? The reason is because of environment, which is perfectly legit. But then the reasons why a guy can pick up following are they're very different reasons. They're not driven by, you know, you see it more on social media or you can get to dance more. No,
are different for sure.
Is about you will increase your leading capabilities. And then at some point you can have more fun.
And curiosity, because, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I think you guys are both completely super right. You know, it's just the arguments are there. They are just different arguments for both. You know, like, although, yes, you do get better follower by leading, I think the main problem that you will solve is the ratio of dancers.
Yeah.
While for the leaders, they never had the ratio problems.
No.
So they will follow to improve their skills. So they are both arguments. I just think we do have more social proof for women than for men right now, which I'll try to change that. I'm working on it.
That's
and
hard.
It's going in the right direction because I'm seeing it much more often, which is nice.
And it's also time. Little it's parties. About time, you know? Yeah, I'm tired of having constantly the same guys telling me the same issues, you know? Even gay guys don't do it, and they want to be able to dance with other men, so they go to follow for that reason. And I'm like, it's just a shame you have to do that, you know? You should be able to go as a leader, as a gay guy, and be able to dance with guys following, you know? It's like, you should be able to do everything, and the problem is, you still can't, but you will.
I think my assumption is the hard part is to, like, establish it in a way so guys don't feel like they're doing lady styling when they're following.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
I can speak from you know, like, I'm a straight guy. I lead and I also occasionally, you know, follow or try. Fuck, what did I want to say? let me think what I wanted to say. Got it. Yeah. So as a straight guy, to be completely honest, I have no intention of, like, moving like a girl, like doing my arms like this. Probably the reason when you see guys doing that is most of the time they're just doing it to make fun of it a little bit, you know. It's just not how I would express myself, you know. But if you can correct that, if you can teach this to guys, how they can move in a way where they can follow and still appear masculine, because to be honest, I'm like even struggling with, you know, in my leading, I look up to the guys that have a style that is masculine but not macho, right? That's what I like. So I have a couple of guys that I really, really like, and I try to incorporate that in my leading and in how I move in my basic, which is already, I think, a lot of work. Like, as someone that doesn't have a professional dance background, you know, I started 4 years ago. That's for me already like a lot of work to drill that into my basic, to have that, you know, like masculine but not macho kind of like vibe and attitude. But then also having to think about, okay, now I switch the roles and I also, you know, want to follow in a way that doesn't look too feminine, but I can still make it part of my style. If you can crack that, you can conquer the world.
Yeah, no, like, I love that you guys invited me to come here and I live here with more work than I came before. Now I have work to do. No, that sounds amazing. No, it's definitely something that today you are the second person asking me that. But because I posted a video about girls who lead, and I got guys asking me to do the same for guys, but please teach them how, you know? And you talk about that a bit when you just told. You said a lot of videos with two guys is more about having fun and they make a fun of it. And I think that's the biggest issue that we have right now, because when you see two girls dancing, you don't see them do men styling or looking like guys and having fun doing it, you know, like as a joke. While there's tons of two guys dancing and they are making it like a joke, you know? But if you are listening to this out there, let me just say this to the guys at home. And you want, I cannot teach you how right now because you are just listening, but I'll give you like two tips. First one, when you follow, don't change your posture just because you are going to be a follower. The first thing I see wrongly doing is you put your hips back, your shoulders back. And I'm like, girls, don't do that. So you don't have to do that to dance as a follower. You want to dance as a guy following. So just maintain your posture and you will work. And by the way, putting your hips back is not a following good posture to do it. Just saying there. And the second is just try to incorporate the difference between following and leading is that you don't have to think about the move. You just have to think about the styling. Because if you are relaxed, you will be following easily. More easy. I don't know how to say that. So every time you have a free arm, try to move your arm using one of the ways you do it when you learn man styling while leading. I will explain. So imagine you, as a leader, you do a turn to the follower and you have a free arm. Where did you put that arm as man styling? So when, as a follower, when you have a free arm, do exactly the same. And start with these two small things, you know? Don't change your posture and move your arm the same way you do it as a leader. And then go check my YouTube channel because I will have videos for you.
But I'm just wondering, just because we're talking about styling, a thought's coming to my mind. I feel that a lot of the movements we give, like you said, exactly, if you stretch out your arm or extend your arm, why is that automatically seen as so feminine? Yeah. You know, that can be a man. It's a movement. You're moving a human body. An extension of a human limb, like an arm, is very natural. And don't tell me that if a guy does that during a dance to the music, extends and it's awesome, you don't feel amazing.
They just don't say it.
Exactly. So you say they do it for fun, but I'm sure they feel beautiful and amazing and handsome and awesome inside. That's what styling does, whether you like it or not.
No, it's true. It's just like, it's just a shame. You know, I think, and I need to be honest, like, and I was the same. I did the same as a teacher. I think this starts straight away in the beginning, in your beginner's classes, you know. I did the same in the beginning of my career as well. You just assume stuff and you don't actually open your mind to different kind of people that want to learn. Because this, in my opinion, yes, is easier to do with advanced guys, advanced dancers. But the beginners, if you change the beginner straight away, for them is going to be the natural thing to do.
Yeah.
You know, because for me, it was a shock. I'll honestly, like, as a ballroom dancer, I always led. I started as a ballroom dancer for the guys at home. And my coach, my trainer, always made me learn both choreography. So as the girl or as the guy or as the leader or the follower, even though it was choreography. Okay. And I had to learn the lady styling and everything. I had to learn everything. So when I got to salsa, because I started salsa before bachata, when I got to England and I started salsa classes, and I was like, there was more guys. Actually, in Manchester, that happens quite often. There was more guys, and I just had to wait. I was like, oh, I just go as a follower. And they were like, oh, we don't do that. We don't do that. And I was like, what? Why? It was so awkward. So, like, didn't make sense for me. But now I realize on my beginners, they are expecting that. Or my intermediates, my beginners, no, because they don't know anything. But my intermediates, right? So, yeah. So if you make it normal since the beginning, nothing will happen, you know? Like, it's just, yep. You are changing the scene through the future. So
you need to start at the base, right? And the base of the scene is the beginners because they keep continuing. Yeah. So if you start there with all the new beginners that start, you recreate the foundation, basically. Yeah, and it becomes a norm.
Yes. And imagine the parties. People will dance way more. People will dance way more. They will become tired way faster, so we'll be drinking more. So we all win about this. If the parties say they don't drink because they are dancing, they will be tired, so they will want to drink. So, you know, you don't have these bad comments on the after party saying, oh, there was not enough guys, there was not enough girls.
Yeah.
So the promoters would love to. Festivals, I'm not even talking about this because we'll never have the problems are now do these lines. Oh, there's more girls there. Put yourselves between couples. And no, you know. So yeah, I think we'll all win with this, honestly.
And do you think that role rotation in dancing can also help you in daily life or just life outside of dance? Like, does it have benefits that stretch outside of the dancing?
I do believe so, yes. Like, just for we talked before, because we will believe that it was going to reduce sexism, I think that is a big win for outside dance too, okay? And then is people don't realize this, but I think some people don't realize this. I believe teachers do and advanced dancers, but dance does build confidence into people, right? Being a leader builds confidence for you later to go talk to girls. I don't know why you start dancing, Jan, but I know a lot of guys start dancing because they wanted to get closer to a girl and they didn't know how to, and dance helped them, right? So being confident, they gave them confidence. So the thing that happens after is that they always have that limit of how much confidence they can have if they are bad dancers or they are just learning, or you know what I mean? So learning both, you'll be easier to dance with your friends because you could dance with double your friends, you know? You will be having way more fun, you'll be learning way more moves. Your confidence will automatically go bigger, you know, go higher. So confidence, definitely. Lower on sexism, definitely. And honestly, the thing that happens with role rotation, in my opinion, and I see it, is people will just open their mind in general because they already have to open their mind to do the other role. So if they open their mind to that, they end up opening their mind for dancing with anyone, no matter looks, no matter height, if they are fat or skinny. You know, they will just open their mind to whatever because they will see the dance and not just the person they are dancing with, you know. So those girls, they're slightly overweight and they think they don't get danced for that reason, that will reduce a lot, you know. Those guys that stop dancing because they cannot dance with guys or they cannot follow, we will reduce that number of people that feel that, you know. Those girls that are harassed, because that exists in the social dance world and in bachata exists, whether people are like it or not, it does exist. Hands where they shouldn't go. Sexism. You say that, you know. That will reduce. And you know, I think there's so many benefits because you'll just open your mind for more stuff. So you'll end up keep opening even more your mind.
Yeah, you know? I agree. Even outside of dance, you'll just keep an open mind to, I don't know, trying new things or looking at things in a different perspective or in the other gender's perspective because, you know, we still have that. So
yeah, and we always talk about like guys and girls, but there is transsexual guys and transsexual girls, which we have to think about because they do exist. They want to dance and they have the same rights as us to dance. I have a transsexual girl student. And yeah, and she came and she wanted to dance as a follower. And I'm like, yeah, go for it. And now she's also learning how to lead. Not here in Spain, by the way. But yeah, so I don't know what you guys think about that.
It sounds like a good future. I mean, everyone thinks of it in a different way. I mean, Lucy, you said before, imagine the dynamics at the festivals, how it would be.
Amazing.
For me personally, that would be the most exciting to see. Like,
right.
You know, I'm not trying to say all girls, all guys, and all girls should learn the other thing, and all guys have to become followers. You know. But that's exactly the point, I think, with the work that you're putting in. Like, you're normalizing that, you know. You make people aware that, oh, there's this other role and I can do it if I like to, but I don't have to fully do it. But I can, you know, I can still see the benefit in it. So, yeah, the sooner you can make that switch and implement that in people's minds, I think, that's a pretty exciting thing to look forward to. And everyone can pick what they like most about it, you know.
Yeah.
But definitely, yeah. You you gave yourself a tough mission. But I'm happy that there are people like you who do it, and I'm happy that we have you here and to talk to you about it. You're a great person. I really like what you're doing.
Thank you. I like where this is going. Yeah. This is so
sweet.
Thank God
there's no cameras. It's just voice right now because I'm red like a tomato.
Yeah. So
let me just say this. It's like I'm not forcing anyone to do what they don't want. You know, you don't have to learn both. I think you should learn a bit of both. Just try. Just try for a while.
Just dip Take your toes. Your precaus-
yes. Try with your friends. See how it goes. And, you know, you will see the benefits sooner or later. So I know things will change. You know.
Yeah. So, you said that extremely well. You don't have to, but give it a try if you like.
Yeah. You don't have to eat broccoli, but we do it because it's healthy, you know? Same thing.
From death to broccoli.
I know. I actually like broccoli, though.
Me too. I love it.
It's all right.
No, but I really love the concept of the whole role rotation. I also really like the word. It's really nice. And like I said, from the first one we said about the festival and people doing that, I can imagine it. This entire podcast, I was thinking... Imagine at the next festivals, all the parties like this, that'd be absolutely insane.
Yeah, I know. Like, let me say it one more time, just to make sure it's clear to the guys at home, like, or at the gym like me, when I'm at the gym. It's like, me and Felipe, we did not invent the action of swapping roles. You know, there was people between friends that were doing it. So, we did create the name. This name, we did take it because we went to linguistics and the brand. But the most important is, like, I think we are putting into a professional way of doing it. You know, demos of professional dancers doing it. You know what I mean? So we do say we are the creators, but we didn't create the action of. We create the name, and we put it in the professional world.
You guys are spreading the knowledge and the technique and the passion. And that's a very important role.
Missionaries for that. Yeah.
Yeah. Pioneers, if you prefer.
Pioneers.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
so. Yeah, no, like, cool. Yeah.
So, where can people see all that pioneer work that you're putting in?
Yeah. So, if you wanna follow us on Instagram and Facebook, is Felipe Thiago official. Yeah. So just put Felipe Thiago; it should appear. The E is a Y in English because it's Spanish.
Oh, E Thiago. Yeah.
E Thiago. Yeah, like the Spanish way to do it with a. How do you call it? Ypsilon, right? Why? Why?
Why?
Why?
Yeah. Why? So yeah, Felipe Thiago on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And it should work. It's Felipe Thiago official, and in YouTube is Felipe Thiago Role Rotation Bachata.
So there you also have... Perfect. I mean, you have dance videos, but you also have like small... like tips and stuff like that, right? You
still do that? So in our YouTube, because it was mine YouTube, but we just switched it. So so you will see Thiago Pretty Dancer because that's my artist name, but now it's Felipe and Thiago. So we have tips for you and videos of us doing role rotation. And the best thing, in my opinion, is in our videos that we posted on your YouTube, it's per chapter. So if you have problems seeing who is leading and who is following, on below, it does have the chapter. So you see, Felipe is leading. Thiago is leading.
Oh, yeah?
That's incredible.
I just did that this week, actually, by the way.
Oh! I think everyone should go check that out. I definitely will. Funny.
Yeah. I think the one that I saw first, I don't know how, but it just got recommended to me, or it was the one that you were dancing to a Lady Gaga bachata remix? DJ Twerking?
Oh, Shallow. Yeah.
It was with a girl, and she was quite small.
Yeah, so that was in a festival before I met Felipe, so I didn't have Felipe as a partner, so I was traveling solo.
Yeah.
And Felipe is a girl from Thiago and Fee. They actually have, the guy has the same name as me, but their artist is Thiago and Fee. and they are Portuguese. And she is one of my ultimate top 10 dancers. She's incredible leader and follower. She will do anything. So she was actually the one saying, look, you don't have a partner. Can I teach with you? And I'm like, yes, please.
Yeah, that was... Yeah.
And yeah.
That was the first demo that I saw where the couple was doing a role rotation.
I
watched it. I just watched it and I thought, okay, it's going to be a regular video. And I already liked it. And then, I don't know, like 30 seconds, 40 seconds in, you switched. And it took my brain about 1 or 2 seconds to understand what was going on. But those 1 or 2 seconds, my brain was overloaded. Like something is like, you know, air quotes, like not right. Something is different. What's going on? And then I processed it after a second or two. And then I was like, oh, that's... Yeah, this is interesting.
But I think something beautiful about that, you know, that moment where it's just such a smooth transition that you go, oh, they're still dancing. That's great. But there's something strange. I don't know, that smoothness of a transition.
Exactly. And if it stops being strange in two videos, you see two videos and it stops being strange. Because
I'm not saying it's strange, but that moment, for me, that was a very memorable moment, to be honest. It was that short, like, what's going on? This is so new. I don't understand. Yeah. And then my brain understood.
And it's fun because it's like a game. Like now our students, every time we do a demos, in some videos from classes, you can hear this. They're like, oh, they switched. Oh, they switched. Oh, he's leaving them. And it's really funny because we are dancing and listen to it. So it's like, we're laughing at it. It's really funny. So yeah, cool. No, I hope you guys give it a try though. Now you have to.
Oh, now we do really have to. Yeah. If you
make
know,
a video. Make a video.
We are not allowed to dance, Thiago.
Yeah, right now. Right now, there's no dancing. But once we can, we will.
You should like and send me. I want to see that video though.
Okay.
My dance partner is also. She knows how to lead, and so
she does.
I will. I will keep my word, Thiago.
Cool.
All right. Cool. Well, thank you so much for being with us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Guys at the house, thank you so much for listening to us. I know this is your job, but let me just say this because I like this part. Definitely not. No, I'm terrible at that. I just want to tell them, like, if you guys have anything you want to learn through my YouTube, just please go to us. Text us on YouTube or Instagram for me and Felipe, and we'll make sure we do a YouTube around that topic, whatever problem it is or everything you want to learn about this, how to be men styling while following, how to do lady styling while leading, how to lead in heels if you need any girls out there, because we dance in heels as well. Anything you guys need, really, just let us know and we'll try to make time to do a video for you guys.
Okay, I want that men styling video.
I will definitely do that one. It's literally on my top priority. I have two videos coming up. And then it's that one, I promise. But I need a bigger studio to show because I cannot do that in my house.
All right.
So yeah.
I promise to do raw rotation. You promise you to do the video.
Deal.
We have a deal.
Yeah, just thank you for being with us. It was really, really eye-opening. It was really nice to hear about this whole concept. And I look forward to more of it in the hopefully super near future when they also let us start dancing again properly.
So yeah, no guys, just go listen to the other podcasts because they are amazing topics out there. I know I only missed one. I'm only missing one that I want to listen, but I haven't been to the gym this week actually, so I always listen to them. It's true, it's like 45 minutes or an hour, so I always listen to two in the gym. It's always like this. It's really funny. I love it.
Look at that gym motivation.
I know.
We reached the end of this year's first episode. We really hope that you liked it, because we certainly have, as you could tell probably. We're excited for this year. We have a lot of things coming up. We have many ideas of where we want to take this podcast, and we're not gonna rest. We're gonna deliver new content, new episodes for you. That's what we like. That's what gives us energy. And it's all possible only because of you. We love the feedback that we get on the thing that we're doing. So
yeah,
please don't stop. And we're not going to stop either. So yeah,
you know the drill.
We are on Instagram, backstage.podcast. Give us a follow, share the episode, and we will see you in the next one. Peace.